Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by founder and CEO of Wise Agent, Brandon Wise. Brandon was a licensed realtor in Arizona when he founded Quest to systematize and maximize his daily business activities. Frustrated with the limited options at the time for agents to do that, he found a friend to help him create what he had dreamed of. Since 2002, Wise Agent CRM has been helping realtors become pros by automating their leads, responses, appointments, and transactions with free training and 24/7 customer support. Brandon has two children with his wife, Tia, of 17 years. Their kids' sports schedules, along with two dogs and active community involvement, keep him busy when he's not working. Now, let's welcome Brandon to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
Brandon, welcome to today's radio show. As our producer unmutes you, I really appreciate you being my co-host today. You know, it's interesting, CRMs and what agents should be doing to organize their businesses and all the rest, those are usually some of the top, I'd say it's one of the top maybe 10 questions we get from agents at all different ends of the spectrum. And I'll tell you, the answer we always give is use the CRM that you'll actually use, right? Because there's so many different choices out there, you know? So, and that is the truth. I mean, some of these CRMs are so complicated. I'm curious, drill down more. What you had, you were in the business, you were looking at all the other CRMs. What is it that they weren't offering that you wanted in your business that sounds like it was the genesis for you starting Wise Agent?
Yeah, Tim, great to be on. Thanks for having me. It kind of goes back to what I hear you and Julie say a lot, no complicated systems. And I really wasn't the tech-savvy guy, and I was too busy to sit, stop, and try to learn a system. And as I looked around, and of course this is the year, 2001, there was only a couple options, and I would say they were anything but they were very complicated. And so that was kind of the motivation. Hey, I don't need a complicated system. I just need something where I can, as I'm doing my follow up, I can keep notes and keep track of the conversations, and then some kind of an appointment, where I can set all my appointments with. And then kind of walk me through the transactions. So something that was a much easier tool is kind of what the idea was as we started creating Wise Agent.
Describe your perfect user, the agent that gets the most bang for the buck, the agent that is listening right now. They're not happy with their CRM. And guys, you know who you are, right? I mean, you have these subscriptions to these CRMs, and the only thing you've loaded is your database, right? So you're paying some hundreds, if not more, dollars per year for the CRM. It just is housing your database, something you, by the way, could just be doing for free using Outlook or something. And you've never really learned the system. And then it's always on your perpetual to-do list, like, I'm going to learn my CRM. And then it goes to, I'm going to hire someone to manage my CRM. And then it goes to never getting done. Well, guess what? Chances are there's nothing wrong with you. Chances are there's something wrong with the CRM. It's too complicated, or it's not the right one for you. When Julie and I were selling real estate, it was Top Producer or it was I forget. There was only two of them. And they were both – what was the other one back in the 90s?
I think it was Agent Office back then.
Or something like that.
Online.
Really complicated, though. Yeah. It was – they were about – well, Top Producer originally started out as software, but then, sure. They're really complicated. So – your ideal client, your ideal user, someone who gets the most bang for the buck, describe so these people can associate or identify if your characteristics are in alignment with who they are.
Sure. So most of our members, they come to us, they've, like you said, they already have been on another system, and they come to us and realize, wow, this is we hear all the time, wow, this is the best kept secret in the industry. Because it's no longer just my address book, I'm actually able to use this thing with just clicking around a little bit in common sense. But we back it up with 24-hour support. And so that's kind of, I guess, where we set ourselves apart is as they're coming in, we try to follow what your coaching philosophy and pick up our phone and we call and welcome them on and get them onboarded as far as, hey, let us help you get your database in, because we know – as a realtor, that's not what you specialize in, trying to map out your Excel file and pull it all in from and most of them have their database in several places. Some is on my MLS. I got some on my phone. Some in my CRM I don't use. And so we kind of help pull it all in, get everything synced up so you have one system. And that's real important that everything is going into one system. So you've got your leads, your family, your friends, everything working out of this one tool that you can do everything with. So the client that do the best are the ones that get in and they actually learn the system. They start just using one piece at a time, and usually it's the lead follow-up. Hey, I need a system that can pull these leads in, and I can be on the phone calling them within a few minutes and taking good notes. And so as they start using that, then it'll lead, sure enough, to appointments, and then they start using the day planner, and before you know it, that leads to a transaction, and it kind of walks them through the rest of the transaction phase. So the clients that have already been frustrated usually do the best, because when they come, they're ready to jump on and find a system they can learn.
Me too. Those are my best customers too, to be honest with you. People that have been through other coaching companies, or people that have been through other trainers, whatever people call themselves nowadays, that try to disseminate information to realtors, those are always my best, because then they appreciate more what we're doing. The brand new ones that have never seen what else is out there, then they don't necessarily appreciate, you know. So, yeah, I get it. I agree. So, you know, CRM is kind of like an old term, and really what you're describing that you've created, Brandon, is more of like a business hub. Because you're talking about a CRM in its traditional sense, guys, and if you're in your 40s like me, you're thinking CRM is just basically like a data contact management, kind of like maybe giving you your action plans every day and all the rest of it. But what I'm hearing you describe is this really is a hub, because you're taking in leads. You're taking in leads from different sources. I know you integrate with a lot of the dialers like Mojo and, you know, the others. And so let them paint a picture. Like, why is it important that they have Wise Agent at the core of their business, and, like, describe for me that. So the typical agent, I'll set this up for you, I think. The typical agent, they have to log into different websites. You know, you mentioned they have their data in different places. That's definitely true. But then they're having to use all these, you know, they have to manually manage leads on this. Maybe it's a portal, it has a lead management system. And then maybe their dialer Mojo has a different set of leads. And so what Wise Agent really does is it pulls everything into one place. Am I overstating it, or is that the system?
You're hitting the nail on the head. Yeah, it's so much more than just the CRM contact relationship management. Of course, just like the realtor, the business revolves around the contacts. That's what it all revolves around. But then we go on and pull the full story in. So the leads come in from wherever they're getting leads. If they're coming off of Realtor.com or any of the other their website, or maybe even off of Facebook, wherever those leads are coming in, they automatically drop into Wise Agent and get put on their call list. We do a thing called an enhancement. So we go, if it pulls an email in, we go scour the internet for social media so that hopefully they've got, you know, and then we distribute the lead to the right person. So as the agent gets that lead.
Well, hover there. You just said something. There are other systems that do this, but there's a lot of like, that's like a really important thing that I think people don't recognize. So I'm going to, a lead comes in. And let's say, guys, you know, a lead comes into this, you, for whatever spoke it comes in from. Let's say it comes in from, you know, well, you, Brandon, give me an example. A lead comes in from an IVR system, let's say.
Okay, there you go. Go
ahead.
Oh, yeah. As that lead comes in, sometimes, you know, they pick up different information. So the best is if they have a phone number, of course, that's the number one. But if it comes in with an email, then you've got to work with whatever you've got, right? And so as these leads are coming in, for one, they immediately get organized. So you know exactly which leads came from your website versus Facebook versus your 800 number and so on. And then kind of where the magic starts is that as soon as these leads come in, they're put in a category. They're added to the right source, and they're added to the call list, and then you can have the system, of course, fire off an auto reply email, or take it a step farther. We've integrated with BombBomb if you want to fire them off an immediate video, and so that definitely gets more attention. Of course, the email we know only gets about a 20% open rate, so that's not doing it right now. So if you add a video, that's getting better, and then the big one for getting a hold of those immediate leads that we're finding is that auto text. So it'll fire off an auto text, or you can have it set, you know, to fire it off. If you don't get a hold of them, you can shoot them a text. But a lot of people, you find it too busy to answer the phone, but there, you know, you can look at your own phone and see how many text messages you haven't opened yet today. Chances are you've opened every text, and you open it almost immediately. And so that's another good way to get a conversation started, all in the goal to set an appointment. As those leads come in, if you're not able, if you have a team and you have someone else set to follow up on it, you need to get those in to the right people immediately. Or maybe it's a broker that's distributing the leads out to several agents. Our system will do that immediately as well. So,
The key to making all this work, though, and you know, I know that you know this, is basically they have to pick up the phone and have a conversation. And that's
absolutely
the one thing that's missing. Yeah. So you've seen this. You know, you've been in business since 2001. You have or thereabouts, and you've seen this sort of this process that's happened. We've gone through this social media phase where everyone thinks basically that they can essentially communicate just 100% through digital means, and they don't realize that the digital means is an enhancement to the actual picking up the phone, the actual face-to-face conversations. And now the pendulum's starting to swing back, where people realize that, hey, guess what? I can't Facebook my way to success, you know. Hey, guess what? I can't, you know, LinkedIn my, you know, listings or whatever. So that's where we see the balance happening, where the best agents are rising to the top because they do both. They do, you know, social media enhanced prospecting in essence. So they are picking up the phone, they are doing lead follow-up, they are having furiously fast lead follow-up, and the social media stuff or the digital forms of communication enhance the picking up the phone. Would you agree with that statement or have anything to add on to that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We even call, so as those leads come in and we scour the internet and get as much information back immediately as we can for the agent, you know, put a picture in, find out where they work, what their title is. It's all about so that as they're picking up that phone and trying to get that call up in 2 minutes, now they know more about them. And even just sitting there looking at putting a name with a face helps when you're on the phone with them to get that conversation started. And, of course, we've got the call list, and that's a big piece of Wise Agent. Actually, it's the first thing you see right when you log in, because we're all about getting back to picking up the phone. Of course, we have the drip campaigns and those things available, but we're with you guys and understand how you coach. It is really about picking up the phone and starting conversations, and that's what's going to lead to the closes. And so,
well, it is fascinating, though, Brandon. Yeah, but it is fascinating, right? It's not just with millennials. This isn't a millennial thing, guys. Everybody does this. Everybody tries to avoid the real work. You know, it's the picking up the phone, it's having the conversation, it's following a script, it's pre-qualifying the buyer or the seller. You know, it's basically being a professional. That's the difference. You guys are wondering how, you know, the top 1% in the nation consistently are, you know, earning a majority of the income in most markets. And that's it. I'm telling you guys, they're not doing something completely different than you. They're just doing these tiny little single-digit differences, picking up the phone, calling back urgently, following a script, asking an organized series of questions when they're calling people back. That is what makes all the difference. The rest of you, you're sending, you know, you're doing all the social stuff. You're sending emails. You're putting everything on a drip system. You're counting on that to basically do the heavy lifting for you. You're leaving voicemails. You're doing direct mail. You're not picking up the phone. So if you guys want to know what's next, it's what was. It's picking up the phone and treating all this other stuff, the digital stuff, as an enhancement to the phone call, not as a replacement for the phone call. So have you seen your user behavior change in light of the fact that, you know, there really is an oversaturation of digital communication happening?
Yeah, I mean, we see both. We still definitely have the people that it's all about. How do we set up these drip campaigns? And I want to dump 10,000 people on my campaign to get some people coming back. But absolutely, now as we're preaching it and as we're getting more and more Tim and Julie Harris coaching members come in, they understand it's about the phone and they love our call list that makes it so easy. It shows everyone you need to call, and then it makes it easy to add notes while you're talking and always schedule that appointment while you've got them on the phone. So it kind of goes right along with what you guys are saying, organizing your calls and getting back to picking up the phone and making appointments.
You know, the cool thing too is when you call people back, like if You guys, you should, everyone, just think about from your own experience. Let's say, for example, you're deciding you're going to shop for a car, let's say, and you send some emails around, and you get some emails back. And you know the emails you get back because you can read them, and it's obvious they're autoresponders. They're not. They're just kind of crappy emails. And maybe somebody calls you back or somebody doesn't. And I tell the story, I'll give you guys a real and honest-to-God experience I had. This was a long time ago, but I was, Julie and I basically needed to buy a car. And I emailed this place, and it was like at 8 o'clock at night. And I got a, literally, I hung up the phone, and it was probably within a minute or less, I got a call back. And it was the guy, the sales guy, and it was not a very, you know, he's very direct to the point, which is great. And he said, listen, I have the exact car you want. Would you like me to bring it by tonight? Or would you like to have someone from my team bring it by tonight? Okay, and I thought, well, no, I mean, you're not too far away. We can spin by and pick it up. And he goes, based on, you know, then he just took a basic credit app. You know, I was going to pay cash, so it didn't really matter. But that was it. That was the whole thing. And so he got that sale. So I got to know this guy, and this guy became one of my personal coaching clients. And turns out he was the number one Mercedes-Benz salesperson in the world because of his fact that he did fast lead follow-up. Yeah. So he got on all those leads immediately and called people back. And that was his whole thing. He didn't have a complicated business plan. He just called people back. You know?
Yeah.
So, there's – that if you guys want to differentiate yourself, when you guys hear Frederick Eklund on our radio show or you hear any of these other agents that you guys really admire, if I were to text, and I've done, I've sent Frederick leads before, if I were to text Frederick, this guy sold $1 billion in real estate in 2014 or 2015, and if I were to text him or if I were to send him an email about something right away, he would get back with me, and not because I'm some sort of VIP, because he gets back with everyone like this. He'd get back with me within a minute or less. Now, it's not going to be a long, drawn-out message. The last email I sent to Frederick was I had a client that had a $24 million listing that he got, and he wanted to co-list it with Frederick. So I emailed Frederick back, and this is exactly how it went. Hey, Frederick, do you want a $24 million listing in this building in this part of New York, Manhattan? And he emails me back. I loved his response. It was depends. Because in his market, this upper-end stuff isn't selling, so he was trying to, get more information before he made a commitment. I thought that was funny. But the point is that, and then he called, right? And then I got an immediate call on my cell phone. That's the type of thing that the top-producing agents are doing. They're not waiting around counting on digital. So let's talk a little bit more about, let's just talk about how Wise Agent does work with the social media on communications. Let's talk about how you can effectively build a system. It's not all or none. It's both, right?
Right, absolutely. You get it all. So as these leads are coming in, or even if you've entered people in your database, it goes out and does an enhancement, and that's just going to make it very easy. It'll pull in their Twitter so you can see the last few tweets and make it you favorite their tweets or whatever you want to do right from within Wise Agent. Again, you don't have to leave. And it also pulls in all their LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+, profiles, so you can see anything that they've done recently, that it has access to. And that's all just about enhancing it to give you a little, information so when you're on the phone with them, you can start building that relationship, getting back to the basics is picking up the phone and then setting the appointment. So our day planner is a big piece of it, where it's constantly adding notes for you. So when you're setting up appointments on your calendar, a lot of times that just gets lost in time. And Wise Agent, when you add those notes in, it's also adding them to the contact. So when you do go to make those phone calls, you're always going to be looking at your notes. Even though you've talked to 100 other people this last week, when you call me, you know exactly what we talked about, and you're right on ball because you've got every note and every appointment right in front of you before you as you continue on making that relationship.
We're hearing from coaching clients across the country, Brandon, that right now people are feeling like there's this little sort of lull. They're like people are kind of taking a breath after the summer. It's happening with buyers and sellers, happening with agents. And guys, here's what I want you to remember. You're in a boat. You're either basically having the wind at your back, you have no wind, so you have to create your own wind, or you have the wind blowing at you. In other words, you have to fight against the wind. A lot of you guys are right now in the point where there's no wind, or you're feeling like you're having to fight against the wind. The only other answer you have, the only response, the only appropriate way for you to continue to move your little boat in the right direction is to put in more effort. And when you hear Brandon talking about, and we're talking about a lot, of lead follow-up and the urgency and the necessity to basically drill down further, if you're able to right now, you know, have an understanding of what your numbers are, so you make so many contacts of centers of influence and past clients, and you're able to generate a lead, you're probably going to have to increase the number of contacts, whatever that number is, by 50% for the next 60 days because of the nature of the market that we're experiencing, that we're seeing in all price ranges across the country. So expect, because it's an election year, guys, there's going to be a lot of people that are a little gun-shy, and in markets like that, you just don't give up. You have to work a little bit harder. And here's something little, you know, not, it's an aside, not necessarily directly related to what we're talking about today, but just, you know, while I'm on coaching mode here, forgive me, is that your next year has already started. Jules and I are going to do a show next week about this, but your next year, your 2017 spring, it's here. The relationships that you start now, the contacts you have now, will get you paid now. And there's never a better time for you to drill down than now. Why? Because most of the agents that are, you know, let's just be honest, part-time or not taking the business seriously, or, you know, they're out of the business. They're going to be, you know, trailing off, and they'll come back in the spring. Tons and tons, and you're going to see probably the largest percent of expired listings we've seen in probably the last 10 years are going to hit the market over the next probably 4 months. Depending on your market, it might be amazingly huge in terms of the numbers. Drill down now. Don't allow yourself to fall into complacency, even if you find yourself in that state where there's no wind or the wind is, you know, kind of like, you know, you're having to work harder. Drill down. Realize that these are the opportunities that make it so you guys can have the massive momentum that all of you want going into next year. Using a good CRM, or, you know, I think that's kind of understating really the importance of a business hub like Wise Agent. Implementing a system like that will make your whole life easier because you can just log in. You can see it's giving you tasks. You know there's some things happening in the back end. Don't count on those things in the back end doing the heavy lifting for you. You still have to pick up the phone. You still have to do the work. That's, you know, that every time I talk about CRMs, and I ask agents what is it they're hoping to accomplish, it's always starting out, I want to organize my database. The next thing I always say is I want to have some sort of autoresponder campaign put in. Those autoresponder campaigns are to enhance the real work, not to replace the real work. Please be clear on that. So, Brandon, as I was on my little diatribe there, anything else come to mind?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. If you are going to be emailing out, like we've added in like an RSS feed reader, and so what that does, it'll pull the blog, and so you can actually pull in real estate coaching blog if you're a broker, and with one click you can email that out to all of your agents that are on your, so send relevant content, you know, things that they're gonna want to hear if you're gonna go to the email route, and then as we're moving into this market, this is a time to really pick it up and really put the pedal down and start getting more leads and do really focus on the lead follow up, and you're gonna have to have a system. So make sure you have a good system to keep everything organized, so you're not stopping one piece of your business to do another part. You know, as soon as you get a listing, that should not stop your lead follow up. And the only way that happens is if you've got a good system going.
Do you have run any kind of like analytics on the back end from all your different users, like, you know, comparing market to market? Because you'd have kind of like almost advanced market knowledge if days on the market's taking longer, if contract fallout was increasing, or all those types of things. Do you guys track any of that?
We're starting to track it, but we're not actually sharing that yet. So we do have a lot of reports for the agents so they can see, you know, how many calls they made and how many people actually answered and how many appointments they set each week, how many
That's
emails
good.
They sent out that were open. But we haven't actually started pulling those reports yet for the back end. But yeah, we're getting there. We do have access.
I have
to a lot
one
of
more,
good.
Two more really great questions. But before we do, listeners, remember, if you guys have not yet grabbed your free books, the Real Estate Treasure Map, Think and Grow for Real Estate, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, and all the other four books that you guys get for free, if you've not downloaded those yet, just fill out that simple form that's right there on your mobile device or on your desktop or on your iPad or whatever else you're using, your, you know, Tesla, and then just enter in your name, email, and phone number. And when you do, we're going to email automatically the six books directly to you, no strings attached, and you're also going to get a call back from someone from our staff. And when they call you back, they're going to let you guys know about the new Premier Coaching Program, which is a free upgrade for, by the way, all of you guys who are in Real Estate Coaching Essentials. You automatically are getting upgraded, so no worries there. So Premier is an upgrade for Real Estate Coaching Essentials. That's happening in the next probably 2 weeks. But here's what matters is that it's a real-life coaching program, guys. You get real, honest-to-God, one-on-one coaching. You have in addition to that, you get two semi-private coaching calls per week. And all the material, all the content, everything else, the scripts, the objection handlers, the everything you possibly could need in your real estate practice. And when you use the student approval program, guys, it's only $99 a month. So it's a no-brainer. I had a great question. I should have brought this up at the top of the call. Somebody was, and I get this often, like, I want to break into a new market, or I want to increase my sell price, or there's these little enclaves of these houses that are, you know, sell well, and they've been locked in by these other agents. How do I get into that market? Well, now is the time, because as the economy starts to change, as housing markets start to change, that's when the existing homeowners will start looking for alternatives to the agents there that have been there forever. Because the agents that have been there forever, unless they're one of our coaching clients, are probably a little bit complacent, and listings are going to start to expire. If you want to get into markets like that, position yourself now, because as things start to tighten up even more, as the market starts to shift even more, especially in the upper end, trust me when I tell you those sellers are going to look for an alternative. Now is the time, if you're wanting to upgrade your sale price or upgrade the market or even upgrade where you live and maybe move to one of these markets. So just keep all these things in mind, guys. As we, you know, finish out this year, as you're looking for ways to position yourself for next year, absolutely positively organize your information. So let's talk about numbers. Tracking data, tracking numbers, Brandon, is really the heart of any really good CRM, is the heart of any really good, successful, profitable business. Why is it that so many agents fight, in your opinion, with tracking numbers?
It's not fun. It's not the fun part of the business. And it does take work to be organized enough. And so that's another good reason to have a system that's, as you're doing things, it's tracking it for you, because you're trying to do it all on an Excel sheet. Again, that's just another thing that's going to take up more time when you probably should be out there following up with leads.
Well, so the nice thing about using, for example, what you're talking, you know, your system, the nice thing about having a business plan, guys, is once it's in place, you know, you don't have to think about it. The system basically manages it for you. That's what you all have to be doing with regards to your finances. That's the easiest way to control the numbers in your business, to know what your ratios are. I like how Brandon's system obviously tracks the number of contacts, the number of appointments, the number of actual sold houses, drills down all that information. That stuff matters, guys, especially coaching clients, because then we can go in and we can actually know with you where we need to improve. You know, some of you guys believe that it's okay to go on 10 listing appointments and only take 5. That's failure. That's an F. You know, that's a 50% ratio. You won't even go to the next grade with that. You shift your mindset. Don't care what anyone else has ever told you. Realize that you can improve. Realize that basically it all comes down to systems, organizations, and having the guts to realize the areas that you can improve. Brandon, as we round the bend on today's show, anything else you'd like to say to the roughly 135,000 agents that are listening live and in replay?
Hey, I think, like you said, now is the time to get back to the basics. You find a system and make sure that it works in every market and is very team friendly. So as your business grows, it'll grow with you.
I love it. Great way to round the bend on the show. If you guys need me for anything, feel free to email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. And Brandon, they can reach you how?
They can reach us at wiseagent.com is the website, and they can email me at bwise@wiseagent.com.
By the way, I think you have literally the best name for a CRM ever.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone, have a great day. We'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Bye.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.